Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Song Classroom. Today we do the second episode of this series. The first episode had the 90th birthday song. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. And today we have a song which Bhagwan asked the students to sing again and again. It is a song which Bhagwan loved so much. And today, over the years, this song has become a song which not only the students, but in fact every samiti sings to Swami, because this is one song which everyone finds as a beautiful tool to express their love to Bhagwan. With prayers to Bhagwan, let us learn today, Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna.
Sun lo, dil ki pukar sun lo, humko tumse प्यार कितना,
हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना,
साई तुम ही जानते,
साई तुम ही जानते,
दिलों की धड़कन तुम हो साई,
दिलों की धड़कन तुम हो साई,
तुम हमारे प्राण हो,
हमारे प्राण हो,
हमको तुमसे प्यार है, we love you, dear soul, we love you. సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి మీరు చూపే ప్రాణ సమానం మీకు మాకు ఒకే బంధము అదియే तुमसे प्यार कितना,
हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना,
साई तुम ही जानते,
साई तुम ही जानते,
दिलों की धड़कन तुम हो साई,
दिलों की धड़कन तुम हो साई,
तुम हमारे प्राण हो,
हमारे प्राण हो,
हमको तुमसे प्यार है, we love you, dear soul, we love you. Lord, we love you.
So now that you heard how this bhajan flows, how this bhajan has been sung so many times in his divine physical presence, and now I know you would be eager to learn this song flawlessly. So let us now learn every line slowly without any major instrumentation. We will have only Brother Ravi Kumar singing every line, and Brother Anand and Siddharth will follow after Brother Ravi Kumar, and we will go one line at a time so that we get the lyrics clearly, we get the tunes without any deviation or any flaw. So let's begin singing this beautiful song.
Humko tumse pyar kitna,
humko tumse pyar kitna,
sai tum hi jaante,
sai tum hi jaante,
dilon ki dhadkan tum ho sai, तुम हमारे प्राण हो,
तुम हमारे प्राण हो,
हमको तुमसे प्यार है,
हमको तुमसे प्यार है,
we love जीवनम,
ये बोले माँ जीवनम,
नीरुले नीचे पवेदनम,
नीरुले नीचे पवेदनम,
नी सन्निधे माँ कुपिन निधि, नीदु चूपे प्राण समानम,
नीदु चूपे प्राण समानम,
नी कुमा को ओके बंधमो,
नी कुमा को ओके बंधमो,
अदिये हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना,
हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना,
साई तुम ही जानते,
साई तुम ही जानते,
दिलों की धड़कन तुम हो साई, हमारे प्राण हो,
हमारे प्राण हो,
हमको तुमसे प्यार है,
हमको तुमसे प्यार है,
we love you dearest Lord, we love you,
we love you, dearest God, we love you,
we love you, dearest Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you.
We love you, dearest Lord, we love you.
Isn't it such a deeply elevating experience whenever you sing this, Brother Avikmar?
Yes, totally so. I think we can go back to the genesis of the song to understand just how deep a meaning it has for all the students, and now I'm sure for all the devotees also. So you can take us back to that story. I'm sure you know how it all started.
Yeah, I just heard some snippets of how that song came about. Dr. Shailesh Srivastav, who is the doyen of all these songs that have been composed for Bhagwan and sung by the students over perhaps 3-4 decades. He was sharing that this happened in 1993,
mm-hmm.
and this was sung for the first time for Guru Purnima, and it was one of those times when the relationship between Bhagwan and the boys had taken an interesting turn, and we all know how unique this relationship is, and it goes through its own share of ups and downs, and right. After every time there is a up or a down, you know, you're only more closer than before, you know, the relationship is only enriched.
True.
Than before.
True.
New facets emerge, new dimensions emerge, and I think this is one of those moments when after this was sung for the first time, this concept of all the boys singing together,
yes,
acquired a new meaning, because Swami wanted that all the boys should express their love for him as one family, as one voice.
True, very true. Although in the years before that, we would, as a hostel full of brothers, we would sing shlokas together, or we would sing some Christmas carols together in front of him. But like you said, this was the turning point from where onwards these group songs became a norm in the music programs that were put in front of Swami.
Yeah, so Salisha was sharing how in 1993, just one day before Guru Purnima, one of the senior brothers who was serving Swami, he suggested that why don't we have a song, because at that time, as I mentioned, the relationship with Bhagwan and students was actually sort of on a downward spiral at that time,
mm-hmm.
and you really wanted to do something to sort of break that ice between Bhagwan and students, and nothing works better than music.
True, true, very true.
And I think this is a time-tested technique also, isn't it? So many times, you know, there could be one bhajan, or there could be one line of a song which would melt Bhagwan's heart. Nothing like music trying to strengthen this bond between students and Bhagwan, or beat anybody, devotee and the Lord. So when this senior brother requested Salesar that, you know, can you come up with some song which all of us can sing? And so he readily took that as Swami's command, you know, as Bhagwan's guidance. And he said that generally whenever he composes any song of this nature, it would always take him a lot of prayer, and generally it would be like hours of meditation and praying and almost crying, you know, asking for Bhagwan to give that tune, give those lyrics. And it has always been a penance after to get one song for the Lord, which the boys can offer it back to him.
Right.
But he was telling, this was a very unique experience in the sense that this request was made, and that evening he sat in the hostel and the words just came. Humko tumse pyar kitna. Words also came.
Apart from the tune.
Yes.
The words, okay.
The words and the tune just got composed in a very short while, which was very surprising for him too. He had never done anything so fast. And so the zero paragraph was ready. So maybe, brother, we can go over the lines of the zero paragraph and maybe explain to all our brothers and sisters what it conveys.
Right. Actually, the song starts with a little alap which says, Sun lo, Dil Ki Pukar, Sun Lo, which basically is addressed to Swami saying, O Lord, please listen. This is the call of our hearts. Please listen to it. That's what the Alap says. And after that the song starts per se. The song is, Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna, Sai Tum Hi Jante. No, O Lord Sai, only you know how much we love you. It is Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna, how much we love you, O Lord, only you know that. Dilon Ki Dhadkan Tum Ho Sai. O Lord, you are the heartbeat of all our hearts. Sai, Tum Hamare Pran Ho. O Lord Sai, you are our life force itself. That is the meaning of the zero paragraph.
Beautiful. Amazing. So powerful. No wonder, you know, every time you sing it, it instantly connects you to Bhagwan.
And actually the zero paragraph ends with the refrain, we love you.
We love you.
Dearest Lord, we love you.
That sort of summarizes.
Yes, that sort of summarizes everything. Yes, Swami, you are our life force, you are our heartbeat, you are our everything basically. Yes.
So he was sharing that, you know, he had composed this zero paragraph and the next day they were supposed to have this rehearsal in the auditorium where all the campuses will together learn this song. And so the warden sir came to him and asked, so Dr. Sailesh, when are we going to have the rehearsal? And there was hardly any time left. So he just said, okay, sir, 10:30 we'll have, you know, bhajans ended at 9:30, like it happens every time. So he said that with a lot of trepidation because he had only composed the zero paragraph. You know, there is so much more to the song. He had not done, but there was no time. I mean, all the campuses are there. That is the only time you have now to have one practice session. So he quickly went to the hostel and there was another teacher, Mr. Satish Babu, who had penned a few lines in Telugu. So he had to now tune this and be ready and go to the auditorium to start teaching the song.
Within half an hour.
Within
or 40
half an hour.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you have. So you had Brother S. Kumar, who was a very accomplished singer. In that time, you know, I think you probably have seen him and
wonderful,
heard him.
Wonderful singer, yes, totally.
So he asked Brother S. Kumar to come along and he said, you know what, we have to tune this now. So what happened was, Sailesh sir just sang one tune as it came to him, you know. He read the words and depending on the meaning of the word, just one tune just came forth. And he just sang that out. And Brother S. Kumar heard that. And taking the cue from that line, he just sang the next line.
Okay.
And then taking a cue from S. Kumar, sir, Sailesh sir sang the next line, the third line.
Okay.
And that is how, in a manner of just say 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes, they had composed the tune.
Wow,
the
that's amazing.
Entire Telugu paragraph.
Okay, Swami was giving them one line a piece again. It was like,
it is really amazing, you know. Even his hair was standing on end when he was explaining, because, you know, rarely has he composed like that. You know, it just instantly.
Right.
I mean, in what other better way can you see God's signature on it? It is so clear, isn't it?
True. And so I'm sure that the 10:30 practice session happened.
It happened.
And everybody, all the campuses learned the song.
Yes.
And for Guru Purnima, it was...
It was sung. And the most interesting thing, you know, when you are mentioning the third line, Dilon Ki Dhadkan. So Sailesh was saying, see, just to prove to you that how the song was composed really by Bhagwan's inspiration, and Swami wanted everyone to sing, and it was indeed a collective effort in the sense that after he taught the first paragraph once, one boy came up to the backstage and he called Sailesh sir aside and he said, sir, are you sure of the lyrics? Because initially he had written as Sansong Ki Dhadkan Tum Ho Sai. That was what he had originally written, and it was already taught to the boy, Sanso Ki Dhadkan. But this boy comes backstage and he says, sir, are you sure about that line? Because perhaps Dilon Ki Dhadkan makes more meaning. And he said, right, exactly, that is what I was thinking, that something not proper. And you came up with the right thing.
Okay.
Now, to him, like, that was another affirmation that, you know, Swami wanted to be a participative effort. Mm-hmm. So you had somebody, a nobody sort of from the audience, one of the boys, not even a singer or anything, just coming along and just sharing, sir, let's make this correction. And that is how...
Kind of just putting the cherry on top of the whole cake, yeah.
Exactly.
That word, I think, made the song so complete. Yeah.
So complete and so meaningful. And so again, when they learn the next time, they learn the corrected version. And that is how...
Right, and it's been sung hundreds of times. And the other factor is now it's become so well known, not just the students now who sing it for Swami, now devotees all over the world know this song and they are able to participate in the song.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a beautiful story concerning this also. But can we learn the Telugu part and then come
to
that?
Yes, yes. The Telugu line, the first line says, Neevu leni ma jeevanam. So, basically, we are telling Swami, our lives without you is like Neeru leni chepa vedanam. It is like the agony of a fish that is out of water.
Oh my God.
The first two lines put together says, Swami, our lives without you is like the agony that the fish has to go through when it is out of water. Then the next line says, Ni sannidhi maku pennidhi. So, our proximity to you is our greatest wealth. And needu chupe prana samanam. So, one look from you is equal to life itself for us. Niku maku oke bandhamu. There is only one bond that exists between you and us. And what is that bond? Adiye prema bandhamu. And that is love. So love is the only bond that exists between you, Swami, and us. So this is the beautiful meaning of the Telugu paragraph. And of course, after this, we go back to Humko Tumse Pyar Kitna.
Yes.
And then go back to We Love You. And here I remember... once when all the boys were singing in front of Swami, and then the boys were saying, "Humko tumse pyar kitna, Swami tum hi jante." And then Swami would so lovingly, you know, he would show his between his fingers a small gap and say, "Do you love me this much? Pyar kitna? This much? Little more?" And expand his hand and say, "This much? How much do you love me?" So, you know, Swami would, that is a beautiful interaction that would happen between Swami and the students whenever we would sing it in front of him.
Amazing. I mean, how much Bhagwan was involved in this song, how much he loved this. And in fact, when you see the meaning of the Telugu part, it is so touching. And, you know, when you were explaining the meaning, I was only visualizing how Bhagwan used to be so touched actually. Every time we sang this, you know, you could see Bhagwan, sometimes his eyes would be so overwhelming. You know, it would be really full.
Yes, very true, very true.
Because these lines are so powerful. And I think this is something that we have seen Bhagwan requesting for this song or enjoying this song, relishing this song, so many occasions, isn't it?
Yes.
Like that, it's almost like the Qawwali.
Yes.
Maybe not as much as that, but you know, one of those songs which Swami love to listen again and again.
Very true.
If I may add in,
sure, Brother Siddharth.
I vividly remember in the year 2009 when Swami was giving his convocation address, and even as he wound up his convocation address, I remember Swami just so spontaneously, he said, "Oka paatu paadandi." He just said, "Why don't you all sing a song?" And mind you, the ones who are sitting in front are not the music group. They're all the graduates. And
because it's the convocation.
It's the convocation. And so spontaneously, as spontaneous was Swami's request for the song, that spontaneously the entire congregation, it was not planned, obviously, because Swami asked for it right there. And with no preparation, with no instruments, nothing, all the 1,000-odd students just broke into Humko Tumse.
Wow, wonderful.
And even as the two of you were sharing the genesis of the song, as a student who joined this university much later, I just would like to add that this is probably an anthem which has been held so close to the students' heart
across
the decades. And probably a very interesting bit about the song is that there are three languages in the song.
Yes.
So though we have students coming from different parts of the country, they would know at least one of the three languages that this song
yes.
comprises of. And those each language expresses our deepest love for Swami in that particular language.
So
someone who doesn't know Hindi or Telugu would definitely sing "We Love You, Dearest Lord" with so much of feeling.
Yes,
and
yes,
somebody
yes.
who knows Hindi and doesn't know Telugu would also be able to express his yes. feeling. Same goes for the ones who know only Telugu.
Absolutely. True, true. And expanding this from the student community to the entire devotee community all over the world.
Absolutely.
"We Love You, Dearest Lord" is something that they can
everyone
sing.
Connects.
So everyone connects. Everyone
so
can
well.
Sing so you know easily and happily.
And in fact, Siddharth, you know, as you're sharing this, because the sentiments in this song are expressed so powerfully, it has actually gone even beyond these languages. Because Salesar was sharing how on one occasion, just a few months after this was composed and sung by the students, mm-hmm. one day Swami in the bhajan hall asked a devotee from Greece
mm-hmm.
to sing something.
Oh.
And when Swami asked her to sing, she sang this song.
Wonderful. Yeah.
yeah. So yeah. perhaps maybe she understood only the English. But you know, she had learned the entire song. And you know, Swami was so thrilled. What I'm trying to say is, you know, those who understand the language, yes, it has touched them. But the vibrations in the song, the sentiments yeah. expressed in the songs are so powerful.
Very true.
That, you know, people who do not know the language also, I think there'll be so many people who do not know Telugu, but they sing the song.
Yes. yes.
They love
yes.
those words.
Like I said, you know, I don't think there would be a student who has passed out without having sung this as part of a group song.
Yes.
And I don't think there would be probably very few devotees who have not heard this song.
Yes.
It's a song that everybody has heard at some point of time in their association with Bhagwan.
And you know, when you think about it, this was that landmark moment when Bhagwan wanted that all boys should sing together.
True. Yes, you know, yes.
Collectively
yes.
express their love, because yes. there's nothing more powerful than, you know, collective singing.
Very
and
true.
We had bhajans, but this was in 1993, a different dimension to singing of songs. And after that, Salesar was saying how we have had so many group songs.
Yes, yes, so many. In fact, this song makes such a wonderful connect between students and Swami, between devotees and Swami. So much so that even nowadays, if you are asked to sing songs anywhere, whether it is in Prashantiralayam or outside Prashantiralayam, one request that the people from that place make is that, can you please have "Humko Tumse" as part of your program?
Wow.
You know, because that is something, whatever else you might sing, classical, etc., etc., that is one song which makes a direct connect with
yeah,
Bhagwan.
I think very beautiful Siddhartha said it is the anthem.
Yes, yes, that's the word.
It's become so much a part of every student's life, and now Swami has expanded it that it has become a part of every devotee's life.
True.
Amazing. So I think we've got some idea of how this song came about, and I think every time when you know how this song was given by Bhagwan and what is the meaning and what are the sentiments expressed, you know, you only get much more intense when you sing it. You know, you express your love to Bhagwan in a much more deep manner, because now you understand everything what it conveys.
Yeah,
and
very true.
In fact, even the way this bhajan, this song starts, in fact, I'm not wrong in calling it a bhajan, because it's almost become like a bhajan.
Yes.
Because it has singing and following every
yes.
line.
Yes.
It's almost like a bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but this bhajan, unique bhajan, has also a beautiful alap, isn't it? You
yes,
mentioned
yes.
about it.
Yes.
Maybe, Vedaravi, can we have the alap, and probably we'll end our session with you singing that alap, because this alap also is such a powerful, composed piece.
Let us end with this prayer to Swami
yes.
To listen to our hearts, to listen to our prayers.
Yes, thank you so much.
Sun lo dil ki pukar, sun lo
So that was the first occasion when we had one of the very popular group songs for you as the Radio Sai song tutor. And you heard how the songs have been so beautiful instruments in connecting Bhagwan for the students. It has always helped whenever there was an occasion where students had to express their pain to Bhagwan, get back that connect with Bhagwan. It is a song that always did magic. Even as I speak, I remember one occasion when Brother Ravi Kumar shared how the song, or rather a bhajan, did the same in the Mandir veranda many years ago. Let us listen to Brother Ravi Kumar narrate this. He narrated this during the National Bhajan Workshop, which was held in the Vrindavan Ashram in 2013.
As students of Swami, we know how true prayer really moves Swami, and we know that Swami has a way of correcting the students. The biggest punishment Swami would give to the students was not talk to them. And boys, the students would do anything to win back Swami, as it were. So there was this one time when Swami was very upset with the boys, and no amount of pleading could placate Swami. We had the usual, we would hear our Swami in the portico and say, "Swami, please forgive us, and what have we done wrong?" And Swami, it went on for 3 days, 4 days. Normally in a couple of days, Swami would say, "Okay." But then this happened for 3 days, 4 days, and boys were getting dejected. They didn't know what was wrong. There were bhajans being held even after the mandir bhajans in the hostel. So the whole hostel was on an emotional high. And this pleading continued for another couple of days, and Swami would not relent. Then this particular incident happened. It was the evening bhajan time. Boys had surrounded Swami and had pleaded to him. Swami had said, "Nothing doing, you boys are not good, I am not going to speak to you," and gone into the interview room. The bhajan started. Swami came as usual and sat in the bhajan hall. There was this one brother of ours who just started this bhajan, full of emotion, filled, "Swami, we plead with you, forgive us, we pray for your love." He sang, "Sai Prem De," and he just paused there for a second. Believe me, I was there sitting on the portico. The entire lot of boys were sobbing with that one pause. It was at that time when the emotions of all the students are culminated into this prayer. And when he said, "Sai Prem De," they were sobbing. The boy himself who was leading was choked. But it was a prayer from hundreds of hearts of the students. Swami heard the bhajan, took the arati, came down, came to the portico, and all the boys who were there, he said, "Come." All the boys went around, surrounded him. Swami said, "All is well, all is fine. Yes, you are forgiven. You are all my boys, you are my children." So that is the power. Yes, it was the collective power of these many students, but that one line that moved everybody together, that
Swami
is the
needs
power.
The trigger.
Yes.
And
yes.
What a bhajan, you know, Sai Prem De, Shanti De, Anand De, Baba Prem De. Beautiful.
So that is the story of Sai Prem De, Shanti De, Anand De. And just like this bhajan, there are so many bhajans which have beautiful origins. And when you know the story about how these bhajans came about, you only use this bhajan in a much more effective manner to convey your prayers to Bhagwan. Every bhajan has a story. Every song has a story about how it came about. And it's really a very, very enlivening and revealing experience when we go to the source of how Bhagwan inspired someone
to come up with such beautiful mix of raga, tala and bhava. And if you see, everything has its origin in bhava. It's a feeling that you want to convey. And the means you use is raga and tala and a few words. That's why what we want to say is more important. Then we can use language to say what we want to convey. So bhava is the most central part of our bhajan singing or our soul singing. Once we know what we want to convey, then we can pray to Bhagwan and He will give us those words, He will give us that tune, He will give us that raga will come to us, the beat will come to us. I was talking to Dr. Sailesh Srivastava and he was sharing so many beautiful such moments when Bhagwan inspired him amazingly to come up with new songs, new bhajans, depending on the occasion, depending on the need of the hour. And we will continue this in the coming weeks. We will have our Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom and once in a while we will have a new episode of Radio Sai Song Tutor too, because I feel there are so many such songs which devotees use these days to convey their love to Bhagwan, and if we know their lyrics well, if we know how to sing them well, we could use them too to feel His love in our life, to connect with Him. Thank you so much, dear listeners, and it's time to move on now to the next segment of Thursday Live. I'm Team Radio Sai's Biju and my colleagues Prem and Ganesh are waiting to take over for Radio Sai Children's Hour. I will be back after Radio Sai Children's Hour, and today we'll have a new episode, a fresh episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today it's going to be most likely the concluding episode of our series on the Global Sai Symphony Orchestra that was presented to Bhagwan on the evening of the 90th birthday, November 23rd, 2015. And there are very beautiful tales of different participants, different artists, organizers, how it came about, what is it that inspired them, and what made the music so special. So we'll come to all of this 1 hour from now. We will listen to beautiful stories and interesting music, sublime music. All this 1 hour from now. For the moment, Radio Sai Children's Hour with Prem and Ganesh. Thank you so much. Salam.